It's another nice night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set for game. It's another beautiful night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set for game four of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Hickory Crawdads. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Birds picked a nice night last night for their third walk-off win of the season. The Birds erased two deficits late in the game, a three-run deficit in the ninth and a two-run deficit in the tenth. They walked it off 8-6, the final in 10 innings last night. We'll talk a little bit more about that as this game goes on tonight. Creed Willems was the walk-off hero for the Birds, a total team effort, but Willems was the man who delivered the walk-off, a two-run moonshot of a home run down the right field line, and that capped off the Birds' third walk-off win of the season and Willems' third walk-off hit as an Iron Bird over the last season and a half. Well, we'll get you the starting lineups and the pitching matchup for tonight's game after a quick interview, but I had to grab the walk-off hero from last night, Creed Willems, for an interview earlier today, so I'm excited to play my interview with Creed. Talking about the walk-off, talking about the resiliency of this Ironbirds team and what they did last night to finish off the comeback win. Creed's family is in town this week, so they picked an awesome week to come into Aberdeen and see Creed heating up on one of the hottest stretches that he's been on in his time in High A. So before we go any further, here's my pregame interview with the man who delivered last night's walk-off homer, Creed Willems.
Cantonini back here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. I've got Ironbirds catcher Creed Willems joining me. Creed, you were the walk-off hero last night. Three extra base hits in the game, the walk-off two-run shot in the 10th. But I want to talk about the team overall first. I mean, what does it say about this team that you guys were able to rally from two big deficits and win that game?
Yeah, I think it just goes to show, like, this team, you know, has fight, and we're going to fight until the last out's made. And I think it's just big to point out the fact that going into the bottom of the ninth, you know, we were down by two or three or whatever it may be. And, you know, we went out there and Mac, you know, led off the inning with a homer, which really got it all started. But I think just from top to bottom, like, it doesn't matter who it is. Like, whenever they're up to the plate, you know that they're bound to do big things. And any guy in the lineup can turn the game around.
So as that bottom of the 10th inning specifically played out last night, you guys put up four. Mac tied the game with the double, and then, of course, you ended it with the homer. What can you say about the guys in front of you getting you to that spot?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, just as important to focus on those guys getting into that situation. I mean, without them, we wouldn't have had that opportunity. And them being on base and tying the game up and just having that opportunity was great. But, you know, without them in front of me, it wouldn't be possible. And I think that goes to show throughout the whole season, it's been something that it's from top to bottom. It's not one guy in particular that has done anything. We all work together, and, you know, we all just feed off of each other's energy and have a good time. And I think that just is one of those things that that makes us a tough team to, you know, to beat.
Yeah, team effort. Somebody had to hit the walk-off. It was you last night. How did it feel, you know, coming off the bat and then watching it fly out of the yard and then getting mobbed at home plate?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, for me, it's been it hasn't been, you know, the perfect, like, drawn out last couple of weeks for me. Last week in Brooklyn, started to kind of get the feel back, and I think for me it was just really trying to stick to my approach. And at the end of the day, it's one of those things, like, I had trusted my, you know, my hands and what I had gone through throughout the day with BP and everything like that. And so I think just going into that point, it was one of those things that in my mind, I just felt like they had to come to me. You know, not trying to give away free strikes or anything like that, and making them throw me a pitch that I could hit. And luckily I got one of those and was able to send it out of here.
You and all the guys here seem to control the strike zone so well. How much does it help when you're back behind the plate for nine innings, last night 10, to be able to go up there and hit and see pitches?
Yeah, I mean, you get an idea of the umpire's box or strike zone and while you're behind the plate. So whenever you're in the box, you have a feel for what's there and what's not. And just being able to really, you know, kind of control the zone a little bit better and, you know, take your walks and, you know, let the pitchers nibble. If they get a call, you know, you tip your hat, but really just trying to force them to throw us something to hit and try to lay off the stuff that's not in the zone.
Well, I know your family's in town this week. Perfect time for them to come into town, see that big game for you last night. What was your reaction, seeing them after the game and their reaction to you hitting the walk-off?
Yeah, I think the best part about the whole thing was my dad was standing, down the first base line and, coming, watching it, walking a little bit, which is something I don't normally do, is pimping it. But, I just saw my dad's hands go up, and it was just a very special moment to, really reflect on and look at it. It's like one of those things, like your parents come into town and you want to have the best week you possibly can. And I think for me, my dad's always been the one that has helped me with my hitting whenever times are tough, and he knows my swing better than I know it myself, as he's been watching it for so long. And so whenever he comes into town, it's always kind of a refresher because, I'm able to, talk to him face to face, like what he may be seeing in some of the videos or anything like that. And being able to, talk to the hitting coaches and the great hitting staff that we have, but also being able to kind of talk to my dad, who's been around me, my whole life and has seen everything kind of unwind. So just kind of merging those two things and, just trying to understand, what's going on with my swing or what's, maybe clicking, maybe not. And just being able to really focus in on that and, talk about that and sit down. And then it's another one of those things, it's just something that, just keep your confidence. Whenever your parents is in town, it could be one of those things, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. And I've definitely been there, but I think over the last couple of last 2 years or so, it's more so of, kind of more of a relaxed feeling, it's not any different than any other game that I'm going to play all year. Just because they're there doesn't change anything. It's one of those things that you're going to talk to them before the game, you're going to talk to them after the game, but during the game, it's just, the same process and same mindset.
Last one for you, Creed. Of course, you just kind of went into detail about what it means to have your parents here, but just to be able to spend a little bit of time with them off the field this week instead of having to call home or FaceTime or text, I mean, what does that mean?
Oh, it's great. It's just one of those things, you can't take it for granted. You only get to see your family so much a year, and, some guys don't even get to see their family, which is one of those things that you really have to put into perspective how lucky you may be able to see your family. So just having them in town, being able to kind of, get away from things and spend time, face-to-face instead of just, calling home, it's a whole lot better feeling, and it's just, one of those things that it makes you just feel a lot more relaxed about everything.
Ironbirds catcher Creed Willems joining me on the pregame show. Creed, thanks so much for doing this. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
Michael Mark Cantonini back.
We are just a couple of minutes away from baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Game 4 of 6 between the Ironbirds and the visiting Hickory Crawdads. The Birds have won 4 of their last 5 games, including the last 2 of this series, to take a 2-1 series lead. The Birds enter tonight's game 31-29 overall, just 3.5 games out of first place. Single-digit games left to play in the first half. The Birds are still mathematically in it, but it's going to be tough to win that first half title. On the flip side, the Hickory Crawdads are 26-34, down in the Southern Division. So that is what's going on with these two teams.
Well, the Birds are out on the field on Military Appreciation Night here in the Dean. Right-hander Jackson Baumeister is going for the Birds. He'll go up against right-hander Joseph Montalvo for the Crawdads. Two of the best pitchers in the South Atlantic League this season, especially over the last month. More numbers on that later. But first, we'll get you the starting lineups in tonight's game. First, for Felipe Alou Jr.'s Aberdeen Ironbirds, the Birds will line up like this. Leading off in center field, it's Enrique Bradfield Jr., batting second, the third baseman, Kobe Mayo. Tavian Josenberger is in left field. He bats third. Mac Horvath is the designated hitter, batting fourth. Elio Prado is in right field. He's in the five spot. Jalen Vasquez, the shortstop, bats sixth. Adam Retzbach is doing the catching tonight, batting seventh. Randy Florentino is over at first base, batting eighth. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the second baseman, Noelbert Romero. So one more time, one through nine for the Birds. It's Bradfield, Mayo, Josenberger, Horvath, Prado, Vasquez, Retzbach, Florentino, Romero. And then on the flip side for Chad Comer's Hickory Crawdads, they'll line up like this. Alejandro Ozuna is the center fielder in the leadoff spot. Cam Cauley, the shortstop, bats second. Jason Morabel is in left field, batting third. Sebastian Walcott is the third baseman. He bats fourth. Luis Mieses is over at first base, batting fifth. Ian Moeller, the catcher, is in the sixth hole, with Anthony Gutierrez, the right fielder, batting seventh. Yossi Galán, the designated hitter, is in the eighth spot, and then rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the second baseman, Jace Easley. So one more time, one through nine for the Crawdads. It's Ozuna, Cauley, Morabel, Walcott, Mieses, Moeller, Gutierrez, Galán, and Easley. So we are ready for some baseball here in Aberdeen. The Ironbirds are wearing their alternate USA-themed jerseys, a mix of royal and dark blue with USA written across the chest. White pants on the flip side. The Crawdads rocking the road gray tops and bottoms. Nice night for a ball game. There was a threat of rain earlier in the day, but the forecast is looking good for us to play tonight and get this thing in. Ballmeister's ready to go. High leg kick, first pitch from the first-year professional, misses low and outside, and it's 1-0. So we are underway here in Aberdeen in game four of this six-game series. Ballmeister stands 6 feet 4 inches tall. He's 21 years old. Drafted in the second round of last summer's first-year player draft. The highest drafted pitcher of the Mike Elias era in Baltimore. Counts 1-1 now on Alejandro Ozuna, who's in center field tonight. It's Ozuna, Cauley, and Morabel, the top three for Hickory. 1-1 from Ballmeister, misses up and in, 2-1. In 11 starts this season, Ballmeister owns a 1.88 ERA. That's the second best ERA in the South Atlantic League among pitchers who have thrown at least 40 innings. Ballmeister has his neck signed, 2-1. Breaking ball sent into center. It's down in front of Bradfield. Not a hard hit ball off the bat of Ozuna, but he is on to start the game. And that brings up the shortstop, Cam Cauley. Some more numbers on Ballmeister. He's logged 43 innings so far this year, 53 strikeouts, 29 walks. Striking out over 11 batters per nine, walking 6 per nine, so he'd like to see that number go down. But he has not allowed a home run, so he really keeps the ball in the ballpark, doesn't allow many extra base hits at all. That's a big reason for his success. First pitch to Cauley, misses inside, almost clipped him. It's 1-0. No score, top of the first inning. Second batter of the game, it's the shortstop, Cauley. Ballmeister working out of the stretch. Ozuna has a short lead at first. 1-0, breaking ball outside. Well, I mentioned that Ballmeister has not allowed a homer this season. In fact, he's the only pitcher in the entire South Atlantic League with 40 or more innings under his belt that hasn't allowed a long ball. That is pretty hard to do, especially in pro ball where the hitters are just so good. 2-0, fastball outside corner. It's 2-1. I mean, not only are the hitters good, the scouting reports are good, and the ball flies in certain parks. You know, some nights you're just not on your game. So to get to this point in the season, almost mid-June, and Ballmeister hasn't allowed a home run, that's top-tier stuff. 2-1, low and away. Ballmeister has four pitches to work with, a fastball, a changeup, a curveball, and a sweeper slider, whatever you want to call it. The Orioles call it a sweeper. I've heard Ballmeister refer to it as a slider. Either way, it's a pitch that slides and sweeps. 3-1, popped up on the infield, right side of the diamond, and the second baseman, Romero, makes the catch. That didn't look too easy for Romero.
high sky tonight, but he made the catch. So one out, man on first. Let's set the defense for the Ironbirds. Adam Retzbach is catching for Ballmeister. In the infield, Kobe Mayo's at third. Jalen Vasquez is at short. Noelbert Romero's playing second. And Randy Florentino is the first baseman. In the outfield, Tavian Josenberger is in left. Enrique Bradfield Jr. is in center. And Elio Prado is in right. One out, one on. Here's Jason Morabell, the left-handed hitting left fielder. First pitch, strike. Checked his swing, but it didn't matter. It was a called strike, 0-1. Ballmeister working quickly tonight. Now into his third batter of the game. 0-1, breaking ball missed low. Well, Jackson hopped on inside access on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore yesterday. He and Mac Horvath were the two featured guests. The Inside Access crew did their show from our ballpark here in Aberdeen. I know Jackson enjoyed the conversation. He's been getting a lot of media buzz lately. 1-1, foul tipped. It's 1-2. And one of the things that Ballmeister said on the show yesterday was that he's throwing his changeup a lot more this year than he did in college. He said he maybe threw 10 total changeups in 2 years at Florida State, and now he's averaging over 10 changeups per start this year. Big difference. 1-2, swing and a miss. Fastball up top. Rudder takes off for second, and he is there without a throw, but Ballmeister picks up his first punch out of the night, and that is strikeout number 54 on the year in just 43 and two-thirds innings. So Morabell gone. He chased a fastball up in the zone, and that brings up Sebastian Walcott. Walcott, the third baseman, has had a nice series. Reached safely three times last night, an RBI single, a double, and a run. He has reached base safely a total of six times in this series in three games. Swings the first pitch, fastball up top, and he missed it, 0-1. No score, top one, runner at second, two down. Ozuna, a single, and now a stolen base. Big hole on the right side with Romero pinching at second. Couple looks at second. 0-1, that's high. Ballmeister talked about his curveball on inside access yesterday as well. He said, you know, not a lot of guys have that looping curveball these days. It's mainly the sweeper slider as the big secondary breaking pitch. But Ballmeister has the curveball along with the sweeper. He said that curveball helps keep the hitters off his fastball as a fastball sent to deep right center field. It's down off the base of the wall. The Crawdads take a 1-0 lead. Walcott's heading for third, and he is in with a head-first slide. It's a two-out RBI triple for Sebastian Walcott. That ball just kept carrying. The wind is blowing out to deep right center, and Bradfield, who normally plays a shallow center because he's just so fast, you know, he kind of went straight back, and then the ball curved towards right center. It ended up hitting the base of the wall, so that one almost got out. But it stayed in, and, of course, the Birds liking that stayed in. Ozuna scores easily from second. And Walcott stays hot. He's at third with the RBI triple. The Crawdads lead it 1-0. They've led 1-0 after the top of the first inning in all four games of this series, counting tonight. But the Birds have won 2 of 3. Ball gets away from Retzbach. Flip home. The tag from Ballmeister. It's late, and the ball went in and out of his glove anyway. So either a wild pitch or a pass ball right there. And it's another run for the Crawdads. It's now a 2-0 game. Well, Luis Mieses is the hitter at the plate. He took that one low and in. Counts 1-0. Tough start for Ballmeister as he's allowed the two runs. But the ball that Ozuna hit up the middle for a single, not hard hit. He stole second, and that's what got him to scoring position. Walcott, the RBI triple, and then he scores on the wild pitch. 2-0 Hickory, and now Ballmeister wants a new baseball. Actually, he's looking at his right hand, and now Ironbirds head athletic trainer Tori Atencio is out with a towel. I don't know if there's some blood on his hand or something, but they'll figure it out. He's wiping his right hand off on that towel right there. I don't know if it could be blood. It could be whatever. Who knows? But it looks like he's all good.
2-0 Hickory on a couple of hits. For the third straight night, the Crawdads are on the board, four batters into the game. Sebastian Walcott has delivered a first-inning run for the Crawdads in three straight games. In the series opener, it was Jason Morabell who had an RBI single in the first, but Walcott the last three. So here's Miesis with two down and the bases empty. 1-0 pitch, missed just off the plate. Looked good from Baumeister there. Baumeister set once again. 2-1, swing and a miss. Well, the fastball has looked really good tonight, other than the pitch that Walcott belted out to deep right center. Baumeister has gotten a handful of swings and misses with that fastball up in the zone. 2-1, a cue shot over towards the third base dugout. Miesis was way ahead of that one. Counts 2-2. Baumeister has one strikeout already. Can he add another? Baumeister has a unique setup on the mound. He keeps his legs really close together. And he bends a little bit at the knees. High leg kick, 2-2. Popped up, third base side, foul ground. Mayo going over towards the dugout, and he makes the catch shy of the dugout to retire the side. A little bit of a tough first inning for Jackson Baumeister. He allows two runs on two hits, no errors. No one left on. He faced just five batters, and he didn't throw a ton of pitches. We'll go to the bottom of the first and see if the Ironbirds can get some runs. They're down 2-0 here. Keep it locked on MILB-TV and Bally Live. Bottom of the first inning here in Aberdeen. 2-0 Hickory over the Ironbirds as Enrique Bradfield Jr. followed by Kobe Mayo and Tavian Josenberger starts it up for the Birds. First pitch of the game, and Bradfield drives one to deep right field. It's over Gutierrez's head, and it's over the wall. Enrique Bradfield Jr. picks on the first pitch he sees in the bottom of the first and sends it out of the yard. It's a 2-1 game. The Birds cut the deficit in half. And Bradfield has his second homer of the series. Bradfield hit his first professional homer two nights ago. He is absolutely fired up as he's heading into the Birds dugout. He picked on a pitch up in the zone and sent it out of the yard. So it's a 2-1 game, one swing into the bottom of the first. And here's Kobe Mayo, the Orioles' number three overall prospect, making his second appearance on this rehab stint. First pitch breaking ball from right-hander Joseph Montalvo misses inside. And the count's quickly 1-0. Montalvo, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 22-year-old right-hander in his third pro season. His 1-0 pitch to Mayo, and it's blasted deep left field, and that ball is not coming back. Mayo into the Birds bullpen, and we are knotted at two. Kobe Mayo with a solo shot here in the bottom of the first. It's his second extra base hit in two games.
on his rehab assignment. And four pitches into the bottom of the first, we are knotted up. Bradfield led off the inning with a solo shot to right, and Mayo follows with a solo blast to left. Well, Enrique Bradfield Jr. and Kobe Mayo are two of the top five prospects in this Orioles organization, and they're both showing why, what they can do with the bat. So all of a sudden we're tied, and Tavian Josephberger, the three-hole hitter, takes a strike. So Bradfield and Mayo both go deep. It's the first time the Ironbirds have gone back-to-back this year. See if they can make it three in a row. Big cut from Josephberger. The count is 0-2. Montalvo is the Rangers' number 26 overall prospect. He has a four-seam and a two-seam fastball, as well as a slider and a changeup. Tough start for him. Now the 0-2 pitch, that's low. Well, some context on what just happened with Montalvo giving up back-to-back homers to start this game. He had only allowed four homers all year in 42 innings, and he just allowed two on four pitches. 1-2 inside, that's ball two. Four homers coming in, he just allowed two to the first two batters he faced. This guy has been one of the best pitchers in the league lately. Get you some numbers on that. 2-2 outside, counts full. In his last five starts entering tonight, Montalvo had only allowed two earned runs in 27 innings. That's an 0.67 ERA, best in the league in that span. And he's already given up two without recording an out tonight. 3-2. And that's fouled away. What a start for the Ironbirds. They go down 2-0 in the top of the first. And they come right back four pitches into the home half and tie this thing up. Some early offense for this Ironbirds team that is just rolling right now. 3-2, Josephberger fouls one back. Didn't even have a chance to set the scene. Nobody's had a chance to catch their breath from Bradfield to Mayo and now Josephberger. 3-2 in the air to left center field. Ozuna is in. He makes the catch. That's one out here in the first. So let's set the defense for the Crawdads before I lose the opportunity to do that. Ian Moeller is the catcher, and then in the infield, Sebastian Walcott's at third. Cam Cawley's the shortstop. Jace Easley's over at second, and Luis Mieses is at first. In the outfield, Jason Morabell in left, Alejandro Ozuna in center, and Anthony Gutierrez in right. Here's Matt Horvath, who hit a homer and a double in last night's game. First pitch to him, misses inside. Breaking ball there, looked like the slider. Count is 1-0. We're tied at 2, bottom 1. Bradfield led off the inning with a homer. Then Kobe Mayo. Horvath swings and fouls one back. Horvath remains one of the hottest hitters in the league. He has 7 extra base hits in the month of June. That's tied for 4th most in the Sally League in that span. 1-1 outside. Well, how about what we've seen so far tonight? Enrique Bradfield Jr. came into this series with a 0 in the homer column as a professional. He has 2 in his last 3 games. 2-1 pitch. Horvath swings and misses. It's 2-2. And then Kobe Mayo, who is less than a month removed from fracturing a rib, trying to catch a pop-up falling into the dugout in a AAA game on May 16th. Doubles last night. Homers in his first AB tonight. I mean, there is a lot for Orioles fans to be excited about. Two-two pitch coming to Horvath. Just missed off the plate, and the count's full. Christian Argueza is the home plate umpire tonight. Shea Graham has the bases. Horvath steps back in. Back-to-back full counts for Montalvo. Payoff pitch. Called strike 3. Horvath thought it was ball 4, but he is rung up for out number 2. And that brings up Elio Prado. Well, with the 2 home runs tonight, the Ironbirds have 28 extra base hits in their last 7 games. That leads the South Atlantic League. They have 13 doubles, 4 triples, and now 11 homers in their last 7. Everybody's been in slug mode lately, going up to the plate, thinking about doing damage, and then executing. So here's Elio Prado, who did a little bit of damage of his own last night. Pinch hit for Mayo in the bottom of the eighth inning and delivered an RBI double with two outs that got the Birds on the board. 1-0 pitch. That missed a little low. It's 2-0. The Birds were down 3-0 when Prado delivered the RBI double. That got them on the board. They scored three times in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game and won it with four in the tenth. 2-0. Ground ball out to short. Cauley comes up on it, has it over to first, inning over. Well, Montalvo settled down. He got the next three in order after allowing back-to-back homers. But the Birds tie it on two swings. Enrique Bradfield Jr., a leadoff bomb to right. Kobe Mayo followed with one to left. 2-2 after one here in Aberdeen. Fireworks getting going early tonight in the Dean. We'll take a break, go to the top of the second after this on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Tied at two after an inning of play in Aberdeen, top of the second inning. Well, a lot has happened so far in just one full inning. The Crawdads grabbed a 2-0 lead on the RBI triple from Sebastian Walcott and then a wild pitch in the top of the first. But the Birds answered right away in the home half. Enrique Bradfield Jr. led off the inning with a homer to right. Kobe Mayo followed two pitches later with a homer to left. So we're knotted at two as Baumeister's first pitch of the second misses up and in to Ian Moeller, the catcher. Well, both teams getting it going offensively early tonight after they combined for 14 runs last night in 10 innings. 1-0 in for a strike, 1-1. I mean, talk about getting it going early. EBJ, two pitches into the bottom of the first, goes yard for the second time in three games. And then Kobe Mayo, in a ballpark he's very familiar with, launches one as well. Pitch missed way inside there to Moeller. It almost clipped him. It is 2-1 now. The Crawdads have scored in the first inning in all four games this series, but they're only 1-2 in the series. Baumeister looking to throw up a zero, get a shutdown inning. He gets a swing and a miss there. It's 2-2. Baumeister, like Montalvo, has been one of the best pitchers in the South Atlantic League all year, but especially over his last five outings. Get you the numbers there in a second. As Baumeister readies the 2-2. He's set, ready to rock, out of the windup. Breaking ball, slap to third, and Mayo catches it on a low line. A nice play there. Moeller retired. That is out number one, and the leadoff man is retired. That brings up Anthony Gutierrez, the right fielder. Entering tonight's game, Baumeister in his last five owns a 1.23 ERA, just three earned runs in 22 innings of work, with 27 strikeouts and only 11 walks. In his last four coming into tonight, only one earned run. So he's just flat out getting it done. First pitch fastball misses upstairs to Gutierrez, counts 1-0. Birds and Crawdads tied at two. We're in the top of the second, one out, no one on. Baumeister's coming off a career-high five innings this past Saturday at Brooklyn. There's another strike. It's 1-1. Gave up one earned run in five innings of work with six strikeouts and three walks against the Cyclones. One-one, ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit into center. Gutierrez put a good swing on it and sent it right back up the middle. So he's on with the third Crawdads hit of the night. That brings up Yossi Galan, the DH. Galan didn't play in either of the first two games of this series. He was in the five hole last night, went 1-for-4 with a two-run double and a walk. Down in the eight hole tonight. Big hole on the right side for him. First pitch way outside, 1-0. Galan came to bat with the score tied at 4 in the top of the 10th inning. The placed runner was on third for him and another runner at second. And Galan delivered a go-ahead two-run double. And at that time, I'm sure the Crawdads are thinking that might be enough to win it. Birds went into the bottom of the 10th, down 6-4. Mac Horvath tied it with a two-run double to left, and Creed Willems followed with a walk-off homer, a two-run shot to right. 2-0 inside, it's 3-0 on Galan. No walks for Ballmeister tonight. Trying to avoid the first here. I mean, last night's game was easily one of the best five that I've been a part of in my time calling games here at Leidos Field. 3-0, that's a strike. And, you know, what was the most electric, you might ask? You know, it's tough to tell because there have been so many electric nights here at the ballpark with just so much energy from the crowd that, you know, you can feel it in the atmosphere. It's tough to pick the number one. Runner picked off of first base now as Ballmeister had Gutierrez leaning. And that helps out the cause. Now two outs and no one on. So Gutierrez picked off of first. Nice tag by Florentino. And now potentially one pitch away from getting out of the inning facing the minimum three. The game where Jackson Holliday hit the walk-off last season, I mean, that's easily a top two moment. Last night's might also be in the top two. Fly ball to center. Bradfield waving everybody off. He makes the catch in straightaway central. And it's not a 1-2-3 inning for Ballmeister, but he works around that one-out single with the pickoff and faces the minimum. So eight batters into the game, Ballmeister has logged two solid innings. And we'll go to the home second and see if the Birds can add some more. We are tied at two, bottom two next on the Birds Broadcast Network. Bottom of the second inning in Aberdeen, Birds 2, Dads 2. The Birds got the bats going early tonight. It took them a little while last night. They didn't score until the eighth inning of last night's win. But tonight, two solo homers in the bottom of the first, Bradfield and Mayo back-to-back. And now Jalen Vasquez leads off the home half of inning number two, takes a slider for a strike. And the count is 0-1. Two runs on three hits for the Crawdads, two runs on two hits for the Ironbirds. Bats going early tonight. Next pitch outside, it's 1-1. Vasquez with Adam Retzbach and Randy Florentino to follow. And then if anyone gets on, Noelbert Romero. Third baseman Walcott, even with the bag off the line. The other three infielders deep. 1-1, Vasquez sends one to left. And Morabell is there to make the catch. So on three pitches, one out here in the second. Brings up Adam Retzbach. Well, Joseph Montalvo had a rough start to the bottom of the first. Enrique Bradfield Jr. homered on the first pitch he saw, and then Kobe Mayo quickly tied it with a solo shot of his own. One to right, one to left. But Montalvo got the next three to end the first. He's retired four in a row now. First pitch to Retzbach, misses low and away. We're tied at two, bottom one, or bottom two. Retzbach's on a little bit of a heater at the plate. Hit his first homer of the season last week in Brooklyn. 1-0, swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Montalvo was the Rangers' 20th round pick in the 2021 draft. He was their final pick of that draft out of high school in Kissimmee, Florida. Pitch missed low. Montalvo went to high school in Florida. He grew up in Bayamon, Puerto Rico. He's had a nice professional career so far. I mean, this season his numbers are fantastic. But don't be fooled by that first inning, him giving up the two homers. 2-1, Retzbach skies one to deep right field. Wind is carrying it, and it sails over the wall. Adam Retzbach, a go-ahead solo shot here in the bottom of the second. It's the Ironbirds' third long ball tonight. And it is a slugfest here in the Dean. Birds trailed 2-0 after the top half of the first. And seven batters through the lineup tonight, they have the lead. First it was Enrique Bradfield Jr., next it was Kobe Mayo, and now Adam Retzbach got a pitch he could drive, and it just kept carrying to deep right. So three home runs for the Ironbirds, and we're not even one time through the lineup. They've already tied a season high for home runs in a game this year with three, as Randy Florentino takes a strike. Counts 0-1. The Ironbirds hit three homers on June 7th at Brooklyn last week, and they have three tonight. A very good chance to break that. Florentino tried to check his swing, but he went around. And it is just not Joseph Montalvo's night. I mentioned in the first inning, he had only allowed four homers all year coming into this game, and the Ironbirds have three off of him, seven batters in. Montalvo pauses, next pitch, low and away. Well, you could tell that he's a little bit shaken up. I mean, I did mention how the wind was carrying the ball tonight for both teams. But Retz's ball would have gone out, wind or no wind. 1-2, liner to right center. That's down for a base hit. Could be two. Florentino's around first. He's heading for second. The ball gets all the way to the wall. Florentino with a big turnaround second. He's on his way to third. Here's the throw. It's late and offline. And Randy Florentino is in with a triple. Well, it just doesn't stop with this Ironbirds lineup. Everybody can produce. Everybody can go deep. And everybody can run. Florentino, a catcher playing first base tonight, shows off the wheels. And it's the fourth extra base hit of the night for the Birds. That brings up Noelbert Romero. See if he can get in on the action. So one out and Florentino at third, and the Crawdads bring the infield in halfway. Outfielders stay back. And the first pitch from Montalvo to Romero. It's a slider, swing and a miss, 0-1. Well, entering tonight's game, here are the overall numbers on Montalvo. 9 starts, a 2.14 ERA through 42 innings. 52 strikeouts, only 11 walks. I mean, great numbers across the board. Ironbirds aren't worried about that. 0-1, it's low. Montalvo came in striking out over 11 batters per 9, walking under 2.5 per 9. 12 extra base hits total before tonight in 9 starts. Birds already have 4. One-one, ground ball to third, contact play, Florentino heading home, throws offline, but the tag is there to beat him. So Romero safe at first on the fielder's choice, but a 5-2 putout, and the Crawdads cut down a run at the plate. Well, with the contact play, you have to live with it. And what that means is when there's a runner on third and less than two outs, basically the runner makes up his mind before the ball's put in play. All right, you know, ground ball here, ground ball here, ground ball there. I'm just going to go on contact. And, you know, you have to live with the result. You have to make the defense make a play, put pressure on them. The Birds did that, but Walcott and the Crawdads executed. Pitch in the dirt to Bradfield Jr., and the count is 1-0. Birds lead it 3-2. They just had a runner thrown out at the plate on a 5-2 putout. So Romero at first on the fielder's choice. We'll see what Bradfield can do after homering on the first pitch he saw in the bottom of the first. Walcott at third's in, move over to first. Romero back with a dive. Well, you can just feel the energy in the ballpark. Last night it was electric. Tonight it's early, but there is a vibe in this ballpark tonight, and it's a good one. 1-0 to Bradfield, takes a strike. Well, Bradfield was visibly fired up as he was running around the bases and as he went into the dugout. This is a guy who's really coming into his own at the plate. And he's hitting the ball with authority, spraying it all over the yard. Romero takes off for second. Pitch misses low and away. Here's the throw. It's a good one, but Romero beat it. So Romero with the stolen base. He's in scoring position now at second. See if Bradfield can get him in. Talking about the home runs for Bradfield, well, he didn't hit a lot in his first 2 years of college. Then he had double-digit homers as a junior. He's got the extra base power. 3-0, called a strike. He thought it was ball four, and it looked like ball four. Bradfield had an .873 OPS with 57 extra base hits in 191 games in college. So he can swing it. I mean, don't sleep on the bat. 3-1, low and away, that's ball four. But you can tell he's just seeing it really well right now. He probably saw five balls in that plate appearance. That brings up Kobe Mayo, who has a chance to do some more damage. Mayo doubled down the line on a 3-0 count in his first plate appearance last night. Walked later in the game, was lifted for a pinch hitter in the eighth. Homered his first time up tonight. Montalvo steps off, looks Romero back to second. So first and second for the Birds. With two down in the bottom of the second, one run already home. Adam Retzbach's solo homer to right is the difference right now. First pitch to Mayo in the dirt, it's 1-0. Mayo looking to work his way back to AAA Norfolk, where he was off to an excellent start so far this season. He was hitting .291 with a .964 OPS and 13 homers in 42 games before the fractured rib. Won't be long before he's back. 1-0, ground ball down the third baseline, under Walcott's glove, into the left field corner. Romero's in, Bradfield coming around third, he gets the stop sign, and Mayo pulls into second with a double. And the Birds lead it 4-2, an RBI double for Kobe Mayo, his third extra base hit in five plate appearances in the last two games. Well, if there were any questions about whether he was ready to start a rehab assignment, well, those questions are gone. Kobe Mayo turned on that pitch, and he snuck it under Walcott's glove down that third base line. So Romero in to score. Bradfield went first to third, and now a meeting on the mound with the entire Crawdads infield. Pitching coach Julio Valdez is out to chat. Well, the story tonight, it's the long ball as the headliner, and Kobe Mayo as the secondary story. And there is so much to be excited about right now in the Orioles organization. The big club playing the Phillies this weekend at Camden Yards. Should be an electric atmosphere there. Some great pitching matchups between the Phils and the O's. And down on the farm, well, the Ironbirds are just tearing the cover off the ball. A lot of guys heating up. Here's Tavian Josenberger, swinging a miss at a changeup. Second and third with two down. Birds lead at 4-2. The Birds have five hits, all extra base hits. Next pitch to Tavian in the dirt, and Mueller keeps it in front. What we've witnessed the last two nights, it's pretty special. Birds doing it in front of some of the biggest crowds of the season. Military Appreciation Night tonight. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night tomorrow. And then Father's Day action on Sunday. 1-1, rip foul down the first baseline. Everybody's on Montalvo tonight. I mean, these guys are going up there with some confidence. One-two pitch, swing and a miss. Josenberger chased low in the zone, and he has gone on strikes. Second strikeout of the game for Montalvo, but the Ironbirds sent seven to the plate. They put up two more runs. They did it on three hits, all extra base knocks. They leave two, but they lead it 4-2 after two. We'll head to the top of the third and see if Ballmeister can keep it where it is when we come back on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Top of the third inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Man, it has been an exciting game so far tonight. The Birds have five hits, all extra base hits, and three of them are homers. Jackson Ballmeister back to work, top of the third, as he looks to throw up another zero. Pitched a scoreless second. It's 9-1-2. Jace Easley then back to the top for Ozuna and Cauley. First pitch to Easley, missed low. Count is 1-0. Birds picked up two more runs in the bottom of the second. They did it on a double, a triple, and a homer. Next pitch, bottom of the zone for a strike, 1-1. Adam Retzbach, the second batter of the second inning, homered to right to give the Birds the lead. Randy Florentino tripled, and he scored on Kobe Mayo's double down the third base line. The count is 2-1 now on Easley, who did not play last night, but he was in the lineup on Wednesday night, went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts and a grounder back to the pitcher. 2-1, swinging a foul tip. 2-2. Well, Ballmeister's locking in through 21 pitches and allowed two runs in the first. It's been smooth sailing since. Two-two pitch. Grounded to short. Vasquez waits back on it. Shuffles over to first. And that's out number one here in the second. So one time through the order, Ballmeister has allowed just three hits, two of them singles, and neither of those hard hit. The only ball that was really hit hard off of him was the Walcott triple off the wall in right center in the first. Jackson's pitching to contact tonight. Only one strikeout so far. Here's Ozuna. Singled, stole a bag, and came in to score the first run for the Crawdads. Birds lead it 4-2 here, top of the third. In Jackson Ballmeister's 12th start of the season. 1-0 in for a strike, 1-1. It's hard to put the ace label on anybody in the minor leagues. I mean, these guys aren't throwing nearly as many innings as big leaguers. These guys are young, and oftentimes guys are bouncing back and forth between the rotation and the bullpen. 1-1, that's upstairs. But Ballmeister has pitched exclusively as a starter. That's what the Orioles organization wants from him. His 12th start tonight ties him with Levi Wells for most on the team. Fly ball to left field. A couple steps back for Josenberger, and he waits for it to come down in his glove. That is out number two here in the third. So Ozuna's gone. And with no one on, here's Cam Cauley. The Ironbirds win a lot of games when Jackson Ballmeister's on the mound. The Birds are 7-4 when he starts. He's only getting just over two runs of support a game, but run support for starters in the minors is a little bit deceiving because often, especially in the Orioles organization, these guys aren't going that deep into games, especially over the first 2 months of the year. Pitch fouled away. Counts 0-1 on Cauley. Ballmeister looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. But Baum Day leads to W's. Ballmeister has one win himself. He picked it up in his last outing. It was his first professional W. High chopper to the left side. Mayo has it. Long throw across the diamond. He slings it over to Florentino, and the inning is over. Kobe Mayo looking good defensively. He's not just doing it with the bat. He's doing it with the glove as well. And it's a 1-2-3 third for Jackson Ballmeister. We'll head to the bottom of the third after this. Birds lead at 4-2. Looking for more. Stay locked in on the Birds Broadcast Network. To the bottom of the third inning here in Aberdeen. Birds 4, Crawdads 2 in game 4 of this 6-game set. Birds looking to take a commanding 3-1 series lead, earn at least a series split this week. The Birds were swept by the Crawdads in a 6-game series last August, but two different teams this year. The Birds taking it to the Dads this week. Horvath swings at the first pitch, went down and came up empty. It's 0-1. Joseph Montalvo back to work after Jackson Ballmeister just threw his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Back-to-back scoreless frames for Ballmeister. Birds trying to get him some more runs as Horvath pops one up behind home plate, out of play, foul. Counts 0-2 on Mac. Well, a lot of guys had a chance to play in front of their families this week. Mac's dad's been in town. Creed Willems, who had three extra base hits, including the walk-off homer last night, has his family here. 0-2. Skied in the air to left, and coming in Morabell, but it's the shortstop Cauley who makes the catch, and Horvath is retired on the pop out. That brings up Elio Prado. Birds up 4-2, bottom three, in what has been a really thrilling start to this one. With their four runs through two innings tonight, the Birds have 12 runs over their last five innings at the plate. They scored eight in the last three innings last night to win 8-6. Pitches in for a strike. It's 0-1. Prado's the guy who got it started. He pinch hit for Kobe Mayo in the bottom of the eighth inning last night. And he delivered an RBI double with two outs. That got the Birds on the board. 0-1, make it 0-2. And that's when things got going. The Birds scored three in the bottom of the ninth to tie it. Mac Horvath led off that inning with a solo homer. And then Maxwell Costas a two-run single. Prado takes high. So we went to the 10th inning tied at four. The Crawdads scored two in the top half. Birds answered with four. Mac Horvath tied the game with a two-run double to left. And then Willems ended it with a moonshot to right. 1-2, Prado fouls it away to stay alive. Prado's riding a season-high five-game hitting streak. It started on June 5th, and he's keeping it going. Pitch missed outside there. It's 2-2. You talk about what Prado did coming off the bench last night. It wasn't like he's in the lineup and, you know, third or fourth time up to the plate, he gets a knock. Coming off the bench cold, he sparked the offense. 2-2, out to second. Easily has it in shallow right, throws to first, and Prado is retired for out number two. So two gone, no one on. That brings up Jaylen Vasquez. Well, I was supposed to play a pregame interview with Jaylen Vasquez today. Supposed to have that going on the pregame show, but after what Willems did last night, had to grab Creed for an interview today and play that one. Vasquez swings at a changeup. It's 0-1. I told Jaylen before the game, I was like, hey, you know, thanks for the interview. It came out great. It did. It's a really fun interview. I'm really excited for Ironbirds fans, all of you out there, to hear it tomorrow on the pregame show. But I told Jaylen, I was like, hey, great interview, but I got to bump you to tomorrow. Fouled away, 0-2. He understood. You know, I mean, you know, Creed hits a nuke like that to win the game. You know, you got to grab the walk-off hero. Total team effort. Everybody contributed, but the guy who hits the walk-off, you got to grab him. So I did, played that interview tonight. Jaylen understood, so we got him on the pregame show tomorrow. O-2, swing and a miss. Good fastball there from Montalvo. Looks like he's settling in. His first 1-2-3 inning of the night, and he picks up his third strikeout. So we've played three here in Aberdeen. The Birds still lead it 4-2. See if they can keep it that way. Heading to the top of the fourth next on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office at tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
4-2 Ironbirds over the Crawdads. We go to the top of the fourth inning here in Aberdeen. It's been a fun series so far. The Birds dropped the series opener, but it was a competitive game. But wins each of the last two nights. Their third walk-off win of the season last night. And they're out to a quick 4-2 lead tonight with three home runs and five extra base hits overall. They lead it 4-2. Jackson Baumeister starts off Morabell, the three-hole hitter, with a strike. Counts 0-1. Morabell, Walcott, and Miesis. As the Crawdads look to get Baumeister out of this rhythm. A little bit high on the fastball. It's 1-1. Four runs on five hits for the Ironbirds. Two runs on three hits for the Crawdads. Electricity running through the ballpark last night and tonight. 1-1 fouled back. Just a lot of good vibes here in Aberdeen. I mean, there's something to be said about, you know, the atmosphere that a crowd can bring. You know, this doesn't happen in every ballpark. It doesn't happen with every fan base. But the Orioles organization, this Ironbirds fan base, I mean, they show out. Counts 2-2 on Morabell. I mean, it's one thing that I've noticed in my time calling games here is people care. They know the game. And they bring the energy. 2-2, ground ball to the right side, past Florentino. He gave it a dive, but it's into right field. Morabell has a base hit. What helped the Ironbirds to the win last night is that they kept Jason Morabell quiet. He went 0-for-5 with two strikeouts. Also had a weak ground out, a pop out, and hit into a double play. But in the first two games of the series, Morabell had six hits. Five singles and a homer. Here's Sebastian Walcott, who's been red hot as well. Pitch low in the dirt. Retzbach keeps it in front. All four infielders deep. Big hole on the right side with the right-handed hitting Walcott. He went opposite field last time, and he goes to the poolside now as he dumps one into left center field. That's down. Bradfield cuts it off in the gap. Oh, it's Josenberger. Throw goes into second, and Walcott's in with a double. Morabell went first to third. Walcott, a head-first dive into second, just beat the throw. And he has his second extra base hit of the night. Well, have yourself a series, Sebastian Walcott. Second and third now for the Crawdads, tying runs at second. Six hits for Walcott, three for extra bases now in four games this series. There's a reason why he's listed as the Rangers' top prospect. And now Luis Miesis, the left-handed swinging first baseman, popped out to Mayo and foul ground at third his first time up. Birds lead at 4-2, but the Crawdads have two on with no outs in the fourth. Skied to center, straight away for Bradfield, who gets behind it. He makes the catch. Throw goes to third. Runner is in to score from third. It's a 4-3 game, but Bradfield, a wise decision to go to third and keep Walcott at second. The little things in baseball, winning plays like that. Of course, Bradfield could have tried to be a hero and throw home and get Morabell, but realizing there's no shot there. Throw to third, keep that runner at second. Smart baseball, and now with one out and a runner at second, Baumeister very capable of getting out of that. So here's Ian Muller, the catcher. Romero keeping the runner close at second. Pitch skips in the dirt. Walcott takes off for third. Here's the throw from Retzbach a little late, and a wild pitch gets Walcott to third. Well, Retz did everything he could. Now, on those breaking balls in the dirt, catchers are taught to not only block it, but get around it. So they block it in front of home plate and deaden it in front of home plate. Now, Retz didn't have enough time to round that one. It kind of hit off the side of his chest protector and trickled up the first baseline. So nothing he could do on the wild pitch. So Walcott at third as the tying run. 1-0, misses high. Both starters getting hit around a little bit. And I mentioned the numbers for each of them overall in the season and also in their last five starts. Different story for both tonight. 2-0, swing and a miss. Good fastball there. 93 from Baum. Baumeister's allowed 3 runs in 3 and a third. He'd allowed just 3 in his last 22 innings. And on the flip side, Montalvo has allowed 4 tonight. He'd allowed just 2 in his last 27. 2-1, fouled off to the first base side. Everybody ducking for cover. That's one of those heads-up moments, but heads-up really means heads-down. Counts 2-2 on Moeller. Sack fly from Meaces. Walcott got to third on a wild pitch. 2-2, swing and a miss, and Baumeister picks up another strikeout. That's huge. It keeps Walcott at third with two down, and the Birds can move the infield back. Baumeister adding to his season strikeout total. That's a big one. So infielders back with Walcott at third and two down. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Gutierrez is off the plate, 1-0. Birds lead at 4-3, top of the fourth. Both teams' offense is clicking early. Tall right-hander set. Jackson's 1-0. Curveball in for a strike. Jackson loves that curveball. He trusts that pitch as much as anything he has. He said he thinks his curveball keeps people off of his fastball. You know, hitters have a tough time adjusting to the velo difference and the eye level. Ground ball foul, third base. Count stays 1-2. Baumeister said yesterday on Inside Access on 105.7 The Fan that it's nice to have that curveball in his back pocket when most pitchers don't have it. I mean, more and more now at the professional level, pitchers are taught to throw a slider or a sweeper instead of a curveball. It's a lot easier to hang a curveball than it is a slider or a sweeper. The Baum's works. 1-2. High chopper to short. Vasquez goes back on it and fires over to first in time to get the runner. So Gutierrez retired. Vasquez played that one well, and he helps Baumeister get out of a little bit of a jam. The Crawdads add another, but the Birds keep the lead 4-3 after 3.5. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth when we come back on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Ready for the bottom of the fourth here in Aberdeen. Birds lead at 4-3 over the Crawdads. Adam Retzbach set to lead off the frame. He homered with one out in the second to give the Birds a 3-2 lead. They tacked on another. It's now 4-3 Birds. Retzbach takes outside. Retzbach, his first homer of the season last week in Brooklyn. He adds another tonight. The third of three homers for the Ironbirds tonight. 1-0 from Montalvo. It's in for a strike, 1-1. Birds were down 2-0 after the top of the first, but Enrique Bradfield homered on the first pitch of the bottom of the inning. And a couple of pitches later, Kobe Mayo tied it with a shot to left. 1-1, that's a strike, 1-2. Birds added two more in the bottom of the second. Rhett's the go-ahead solo shot to right. Randy Florentino tripled to right center, and Kobe Mayo doubled him home. Crawdad's got one on a sack fly in the top of the fourth, but the tying run stranded at third. 1-2 to Rhett's. Takes outside. Well, the ball that Retzbach hit out to right off the bat, from my vantage point, I knew it had a chance just because of how well it was stung. The wind, which has died down, was blowing out to right center at that point, and then the ball, I think it cleared the bullpen out there. 2-2, swing and a miss. So Retzbach down on strikes this time. Four punch-outs for Joseph Montalvo. He's set down the last five he's faced with three strikeouts. So he's settling in. Here's Randy Florentino. Well, Montalvo, since May 10th, entering tonight's game, was first in the South Atlantic League with an 0.67 ERA. He was third in strikeouts per nine, first in walks per nine, meaning fewest walks per nine. 36 Ks, four walks. What a ratio over his last five starts entering tonight. Counts 0-1 on Florentino after a swing and a miss. He also had the best opponent batting average, on base percentage, slugging percentage, and OPS in the league since May 10th. Of course, now those numbers a lot different because the Birds have tagged him for four runs on five hits, all extra base hits, including Flo in the box. 1-1 in for a strike. It's 1-2. Next pitch, that's down in the dirt. Two-two pitch coming to Flo. That's outside. Ball three. Well, Florentino has worked it back full as the Birds look to break this mini run that Montalvo's on. Working quicker now. Here's the full count offering. Fouled back to the netting. Montalvo's up at 68 pitches right now, and we're only in the fourth. That's what happens when you're already the second time through the lineup now in the fourth inning. Birds are just going up and down, everybody getting on base. 3-2, fouled back again. Ten combined hits tonight, seven combined runs. Now if you came to this game looking for some offense, you got it. 3-2 to Flo. Another one chopped foul. And he stays alive. Well, Florentino has had a sneaky nice offensive season so far. He's also done a really nice job behind the plate. He's at first base tonight. But he has caught two of the Ironbirds' shutout wins this year. 3-2, swing and a miss. So he is down on strikes. Three straight strikeouts for Montalvo give him five in the game. And that brings up Noelbert Romero with two gone. Birds still lead at 4-3, bottom four. Montalvo struck out nine in his last start. He pitched six shutout innings at home against Greenville on June 7th. Gave up just three hits and walked one. He's only walked one tonight, but he's allowed those five hits, all extra base knocks. The Birds have tagged him for four runs in 3 2/3. Three starts ago, he racked up 11 strikeouts in just five innings on May 24th at home against Asheville. Swing and a miss from Romero. And since May 10th, again, in his last five starts when he's really gone on this dominant run, he's racked up six strikeouts or more in four of those five, and He is one away from getting there tonight with five already. This is a guy that opponents were hitting 195 against this season with a 581 OPS before tonight. He only has one other outing all season where he gave up four or more, and he gave up five, four earned in two and a third on April 18th at Greensboro. He picks up another strikeout here as Romero couldn't hold up on a check swing. So Montalvo strikes out the side in order. He has six punch-outs now, and he has retired seven in a row. But the Birds still lead it 4-3 after four full. We'll head to the top of the fifth and see if the Birds can keep it where it is as Jackson Ballmeister goes back to work. Stay locked in on the Birds Broadcast Network.
Does your local Harford, Cecil, or Baltimore County business want more customers? Advertise with the Ironbirds and take advantage of the best local entertainment venue in the area. Contact the Ironbirds at partners@goironbirds.com or call us at 410-297-9292 for more information. Join local companies like Leidos, Horizon Cinemas, The Olive Tree, and more by advertising with the Ironbirds. Every Sunday at the ballpark this season is Sunday Family Fun Day presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Prior to the game, play catch on the field like the Ironbirds starting at 1 p.m., and after the game, it's kids run the bases. Get a ticket to one of our remaining Sunday home games now at GoIronbirds.com. That's Sunday Family Fun Day presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Red, White, and Boom is back for 2024. On Thursday, July 4th, Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium will host our annual Independence Day Family Festival with on-field games, live music, a kids zone, concessions, and fireworks at the end of the night.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office@tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
Ironbirds 4, Crawdads 3, top of inning number 5 here on a nice night for a ball game in the Dean. We got a light pinkish-orange sunset off in the distance. There was a threat of rain earlier in the day, but it's been dry here all day, and we're playing baseball. That's what you love to see. First pitch of the fifth inning. It's a swing and a miss from Yossi Gallan, the 8-hole hitter. Flew out to center his first time up. Jackson Ballmeister looking to complete 5 innings for the second straight outing. Balm's 0-1 misses just a little bit high. And it's 1-1. Ballmeister gave up 1 in the fourth, but it could have been a lot more. Crawdads had second and third with no outs. Sack fly produced the run. There's a strike in the bottom of the zone, 1-2. Then Ballmeister got a big strikeout and then a ground ball to end it. And here we are, top five. Ballmeister out of the windup. 1-2, swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball down and in. And Ballmeister has his third strikeout. Brings up Jace Easley. It's always nice when you can get the leadoff man. And in the two innings that the Crawdads have had the leadoff man on, they've scored. In the three now that the leadoff man's been retired, they haven't. A little bit of a theme right there. One out, no one on. Ballmeister approaching 70 pitches. He misses upstairs too easily. Counts 1-0. Well, there was bullpen action for the Ironbirds. Whoever was throwing looks like they're ready because they're not throwing right now. 1-0, high and away. This could be a situation where they want Ballmeister to get easily right here, go two times through the order, then pull him, or maybe they'll let him finish five. It's all about the pitch count. Working fast, 2-0 upstairs, 3-0. Well, I'd love to see Ballmeister get a chance to finish this fifth inning, whether Easley reaches or not. 3-0, that's upstairs, ball four. So he just lost him right there. Well, the velo's there. That one was in at 94. So he hasn't lost that. But he's coming out of the game either way, and I think that was his last batter regardless of the outcome. Felipe Alou Jr. signals to the bullpen. So Ballmeister faces 18 batters. He goes through the order twice. And the new arm for the Ironbirds will get the top of the Crawdads order, but Ballmeister leaves to a round of applause from the big crowd here in the Dean. He's earned it. He pitched really well tonight. We'll get you the final line on him and let you know who the new pitcher is when we come back. Birds lead it 4-3 over the Crawdads. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Right-hander Zach Fruit is the new pitcher for the Ironbirds with one out and a man on first in the top of the fifth. Birds lead it 4-3. Fruit has pitched out of the bullpen his last couple outings. He's been really good this year for the Ironbirds, solid and consistent. First pitch to the leadoff man Alejandro Ozuna misses outside. Counts 1-0. 12th game overall for Fruit. This is his fourth appearance out of the pen. He owns a 4.37 ERA through 45 and a third. Opponents hitting 257 against him. Missed inside there. And the count is 2-0. 48 strikeouts, 22 walks this season for Fruit. So averaging over a punch out per inning. Five pitches to work with. A four-seam and a two-seam fastball. A changeup, a curveball, and a sweeper. 2-0 outside corner for a strike. Here's a guy who can hit 99 on the radar gun and has five pitches to work with. I mean, in terms of pitcher profile, you can't ask for much more than that. Quick move over to first, runner back. Birds lead it 4-3, away half of the fifth. Mayo is off the line over at third. And Fruit just got called for a balk. It was a late call, but they do call a balk on Fruit. He's a little confused. Was just about to set the defense with a runner at first in the double play in order, but now with the runner at second, the Birds will move around a little bit. Mayo stays off the line and back. Vasquez deep at short, shading up the middle, keeping the runner at second close. It's Easley. Romero straight away and deep at second. Same with Florentino at first. Runner takes off for third. No chance for Retzbach. As Easley swipes the bag, and now the tying run's 90 feet away. Well, he got a huge jump. To be honest, went before Fruit even really started the windup. So the Birds bring the infield in all the way around as they try to cut off the tying run. 2-2 from Fruit. It's flicked foul behind home plate. And count stays where it is. Fruit's last outing was on June 8th at Brooklyn. He's worked behind Ballmeister in relief of Jackson. Now four straight times, counting tonight. 2-2, fouled back up around the sweet level, and the count stays where it is. Fruit's first eight outings of the season were as a starter. And now getting a chance to throw bulk innings still, but out of the pen. Infield remains in. Here's the 2-2. Popped up third base side. And when I talked to Felipe Alou Jr. earlier this week, I asked him why he moved Fruit to the bullpen. And it's really all about exposing him to pitching in relief. Now, the Orioles organization pretty much wants to do that with everybody. Now, there are some exceptions, but they want guys to learn how to pitch as a starter and out of the bullpen, get adjusted to different routines and different mindsets. 2-2, fly ball down the right field line, hooking, foul. Looked like that one had home run distance. So only Jackson Baumeister and Levi Wells have exclusively pitched as a starter this season. A lot of other guys throwing bulk innings. They've started some, they've come out of the bullpen some, and not necessarily, as Fruit picks up a strikeout there, foul tipped into the glove of Retzbach for a big out number two. That's huge. Birds can move the infielders back, and the runner stays at third. That's the tying run. And it's not necessarily a situation like Fruit where it's eight starts in a row, now four relief appearances in a row. You got a guy like Edgar Portes and Juan Nunez, Moises Chassé. Those guys have gone back and forth. Two starts here, relief appearance here, another start, then two relief appearances. The O's like to change it up on these guys. Fly ball out of play, foul. As Cauley goes down to the count 0-1. He's 0-2 tonight. Well, Fruit just got a big punch out for out number two, similar to the punch out that Baumeister got for the second out of the fourth. Kept a runner at third. 0-1, low and away. And for Fruit, who was in college for five seasons, pitched a little bit out of the bullpen at the three different stops he made collegiately, you know, why not give him a look out of the pen? High leg kick, 1-1, swing and a miss. Nasty sweeper right there, 1-2. And now a delayed steal attempt home, and the Crawdads tie the game as Jace Easley picked up on the lob back to the plate. Fruit's return throw was just a little late. Not much he could really do. And Easley catches the Ironbirds napping a little bit. We are tied at four. How about Jace Easley's trip around the bases? Walk, balk, stolen base, and then a delayed steal of home. Didn't have that one on my bingo card for how the Crawdads would tie the game. But here we are, knotted at four, bases empty, two down. Easley had a big lead because Mayo's playing way back at third. And then just took advantage of an opportunity. 1-2, tapper foul. Well, that's frustrating, of course. You know, Adam Retzbach's tossed back to the pitcher. I don't want to say it was careless. No, he didn't fire it in. But he tossed it. Credit to Easley. 1-2, half-hearted check swing. Another sword for Zach Fruit as he picks up his second strikeout to end the fifth. So the Birds combine to strike out the side, Baumeister and Fruit, but the Crawdads tie the game on a delayed steal of home from Jace Easley. That run charged to Baumeister. So his line's complete. We'll get you that when we come back. But through four and a half, we're knotted at four. Bottom five next on the Birds Broadcast Network. Enrique Bradfield Jr. leads off the bottom of the fifth for the Ironbirds. Bradfield, Mayo, and Josenberger as the Birds look to regain the lead. We're tied at four as right-hander Joseph Montalvo goes back to work. Bradfield's had a nice night. First pitch, he drops a bunt down up the third baseline. It's a beauty. Absolutely no chance for Montalvo, and it's a bunt base hit for EBJ. Swung at the first pitch he saw in the bottom of the first, hit a homer, walked in the second, and now drops down a beauty of a bunt single leading off the fifth. Not many guys who can go deep and then four innings later drop down a bunt like that. Bradfield's one of them. And the go-ahead run is on base just like that for Kobe Mayo, who has had a nice two games here on his rehab assignment, looking to get back to AAA Norfolk. Bradfield takes off for second. Mayo takes low and away. Throw down, not nearly in time, but Bradfield overslid the bag, and he is out. Well, that's a tough one. Bradfield had it stolen, but just overslid the bag. And he is caught stealing. That's a tough one, and that's because of the turf here. You know, if he's on a natural infield, he's probably safe. But what are you going to do? So one out, no one on. Here's Mayo. Counts 1-0. Mayo takes high. Kobe Mayo has hit at every level he's been at. Last year he had 77 extra base hits in 140 games at the minor league level between AA and AAA. 2-0, low and away, it's 3-0. He led minor league baseball in weighted runs created, tie for first in doubles, tie for 11th in RBIs, and tie for 15th in homers among all minor league players last year. Getting it done. 3-0, hacks away, and he fouls one back. He hit 307 with a 1027 OPS in 78 games with Bowie. That got him a promotion to AAA. And in 62 games with Norfolk, he slashed 267, 393, 512 at a 905 OPS for the International League and AAA National Champion Norfolk Tides. 3-1, that's a called strike. Mayo thought it was ball four. He tossed his bat aside. Counts full. In 23 MLB spring training games this year, he hit 360 with an OPS over 1,000, ripped seven doubles, a homer, drove in 11. And before the injury at AAA, he was hitting 291 with 13 long balls, 37 RBIs. 16 multi-hit games and 42 games at AAA this year. Just consistent production. 3-2, it hit him. Well, he goes down to a knee around home plate. Looks like that one got him in the right elbow. Tori Atencio, the Ironbirds athletic trainer, out to check on Kobe. Well, anytime anyone gets hit around the hand, arm, elbow area, it's a concern, but especially for a guy who's on a rehab assignment. So Mayo takes a slow walk down to first as he flexes that forearm elbow area. Felipe Alou Jr. over to check on him. They may get Kobe out of this game just for precaution. There's some stirring in the Ironbirds dugout right now. We'll see if they lift Mayo for a pinch runner. It's early, but again, Mayo on a rehab assignment. They want to protect him at all costs. Looks like he's okay. He's staying in. He's putting on that sliding mitt. Well, he went down to a knee right away. I mean, that had to sting. And it would have been ball four anyway, so I mean, if you're going to get hit, it might as well not be on what would have been ball four. So Mayo is on base for the fifth time in six plate appearances in two games. Go-ahead run for Josenberger, who swings over a changeup, and the count is 0-1. Tavian is in left field tonight. He has moved all around the diamond. Mainly right field and second base, but getting some action in left. He played a lot of center in college. A one outside. Birds and Dads tied at four. We're in the home half of the fifth inning. Crawdads got two in the first. Birds answered with two to tie it. They got two more in the second to take the lead. And then single runs for the Crawdads in each of the last two frames And we're once again tied. 1-1, high and away. Josenberger went hitless last night, but he went on a season-high five-game hitting streak from June 6th through June 12th. It was just snapped a couple of nights, or yesterday. Double play depth for the Crawdads up the middle. Next pitch, outside quarter for a strike. It's 2-2 on Josenberger. As the Birds look for more runs. Bradfield bunted for a hit to start the inning. Looked like he had second base stolen, but he overslid the bag. Then Mayo was hit by a pitch. 2-2, outside corner for a called strike three. Montalvo living out there. And he has yet another punch out. That's his seventh. That brings up Mac Horvath. Horvath and Willems, who's not playing tonight. Two of the hottest hitters in the league. Mac's hitting .359 in June alone. First pitch strike, it's 0-1. He's got an OPS over 1,100 in nine games in June with four doubles and three homers. And he has multiple hits in four of those nine games. He's also on a season-high tying five-game hit streak right now with 23 total bases on the streak. 0-1 outside. The count's 1-1 on Mac with the score tied in the home half of the fifth. Next pitch to Mac, in for a strike. The Ironbirds are wearing their military-themed jerseys, USA written across the chest, because it's Military Appreciation Night. Every home Sunday here in Aberdeen is Military Appreciation Sunday, so the Birds wear those jerseys every Sunday, but they also wear it on the actual Military Appreciation Night. 1-2 outside, 2-2. It's an action-packed, theme-packed weekend here in the Dean. Tomorrow night is Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night. That's a big night across all of minor league baseball. Ironbirds are wearing Marvel-themed jerseys. There'll be a jersey auction along with that. Pitch in the dirt to Mac. Counts full. You can head on over to goironbirds.com for some more information on the promotions the rest of the weekend, or if you want to buy some tickets as well. You can call our office at 410-297-9292, or it's goironbirds.com. 3-2 pitch, Mayo will be off on the pitch from first. He goes, pitch for Montalvo, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Joseph Montalvo, give him eight. And we are still tied at four through five. We'll head to the top of the sixth and see if the Birds can keep it a tie game. As Zach Fruit goes back to work. We got another good one here in the Dean. Stay locked in with me on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. We'll be right back. Top of the sixth inning here in Aberdeen. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Right-hander Zach Fruit back to work in a tie game. We're knotted at four in what has been a really well-played back-and-forth game between these two teams in game four of a six-game set. 3-4-5 for the Crawdads, Morabell, Walcott, and Miesis. As Fruit is out for his first full inning of relief. He got the final two outs of the fifth, and he fires a strike to Jason Morabell. Morabell singled and scored in the fourth. Jace easily scored the tying run with two outs on a delayed steal of home in the last inning. There's a softly hit ground ball out to second. Romero gobbles it up over to first. And it's a quick first out for Fruit here in the sixth. That brings up Sebastian Walcott, who has been a really tough out. RBI triple and an RBI double today. Four runs on six hits for the Birds, four runs on five hits for the Crawdads. Right on right for Fruit, first pitch low and away. The Birds have six hits tonight, five for extra bases, three homers, a double, and a triple. Their only single is Bradfield's bunt single in the last half inning. 1-0, missed a little inside. A little bit of a righty shift on for Walcott. Mayo at third is deep and close to that line. Vasquez straight away and deep at short with Romero deep at second and shading up the middle. Florentino's off the line at first. 2-0 low. Josenberger straight away and left. Bradfield shading towards left center in center. And he's in. And then Prado and right, a little bit deeper than the other two, but he's straight away. 3-0 pitch coming up. Here it is, and Fruit fires a fastball in there for a strike. It's been a really fun week here in Aberdeen so far. I've had a couple of guests on the broadcast, a lot of fun pregame interviews, a lot of fun action out on the diamond. 3-1. Ground ball to short, Vasquez has it over to first. Well, Jalen Vasquez has looked really smooth at shortstop tonight. Two ground ball outs for Fruit here in the top of the sixth. We're still tied at four. Fruit looking to keep it that way. So two guests already this week. Had my guy Seth Chasen from Harford Community College Athletics on Tuesday. Got four innings out of Tim Barbalace from 105.7 The Fan last night. I've got Bob Phelan from the On the Verge podcast joining me tomorrow night, and then Sam Cohn from the Baltimore Sun coming on Sunday. Keeping the Guest in the Booth series going. It's been a lot of fun having different people on air with me, you know, bringing different perspective on the Orioles system, this Ironbirds team. 0-1 from Fruit. That missed. Just a little bit low. Count is 1-1 on Miesis with two down and the bases empty. One ground ball past Fruit, out behind the second base bag. Vasquez has it, double pumps the glove over to first, and the inning is over. Smooth sailing for Zach Fruit in the top of the sixth. Three quick ground ball outs, and he is through his first full inning out of the pen. We'll head to the home half of the sixth and see if the Birds can get some runs. Keep it locked on MILB TV and Bally Live. We're tied at four.
Does your local Harford, Cecil, or Baltimore County business want more customers? Advertise with the Ironbirds and take advantage of the best local entertainment venue in the area. Contact the Ironbirds at partners@goironbirds.com or call us at 410-297-9292 for more information. Join local companies like Leidos, Horizon Cinemas, The Olive Tree, and more by advertising with the Ironbirds. Every Sunday at the ballpark this season is Sunday Family Fun Day presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Prior to the game, play catch on the field like the Ironbirds starting at 1 p.m., and after the game, it's kids run the bases. Get a ticket to one of our remaining Sunday home games now at goironbirds.com. That's Sunday Family Fun Day presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Red, White, and Boom is back for 2024. On Thursday, July 4th, Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium will host our annual Independence Day Family Festival with on-field games, live music, a kids zone, concessions, and fireworks at the end of the night.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office@tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
Birds and Crawdads tied at 4, bottom of the 6th inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. New pitcher for Hickory, Joseph Montalvo, is done after 5 innings. He gave up 4 runs on 6 hits, struck out 8, walked only 1. Good ratio there. 93 pitches, 56 strikes, and now Elio Prado gets to face right-hander DJ Peters. First man out of the Hickory pen tonight. First pitch to Prado, that's high. Montalvo settled down over his last 3 innings of work. Picked up 6 strikeouts over his last 3 frames, including a 1-2-3 fourth when he fanned the side in order. Prado takes a strike, 1-1. And now Peters for the first time this series. Peters, 28 years old, from California. Fourth-round pick of the Dodgers back in 2016. He's been around a while. Hasn't pitched in the minor leagues since 2022 when he was at AAA Rochester. Ground ball to the left side. The shortstop, Cauley, has it. And the throw is high, and Prado beat the throw to the bag. Well, I should say Prado got there as the first baseman, Miesis, was coming down on the bag. So that'll go down as an E6 on Cauley. Well, there was a little bit of miscommunication between Cauley and Walcott on the left side. They both went for that ball. Cauley fielded it and kind of had to work around Walcott in front of him. So an E6, and the Birds have the leadoff man on for Jalen Vasquez. Peters to the plate. Vasquez drops a bunt up the third baseline, but it rolls foul. Birds playing some small ball here. Bradfield bunted to start the 5th. And now with 1 on and no outs. Birds trying to do that with Vasquez here. Over their last 6 games entering tonight, the Birds were averaging 7.7 runs per game. They're 4-2 in their last 6. And they have scored 7 or more runs in 5 of those 6 games. Already 4 tonight. Move over to first. Prado's back. As a team, the Iron Birds have a .384 on base percentage and a .523 slugging percentage over their last 6. And all those numbers, runs per game, average, on base, slugging, OPS, going up with what they've done so far tonight. Prado bluffs a steal, stays put. Vasquez takes low and away, counts 1-1. Walcott's way in at 3rd. Middle infielder's deep. Miesis holding on Prado at 1st. The Iron Birds have 3 home runs and 5 extra base hits tonight. Can they add any more? 1-1, Vasquez takes a strike outside. Didn't look like a strike, but it's called one. Jalen not thrilled. So with the 3 homers and 5 extra base knocks tonight, the Iron Birds have 12 homers and 31 extra base hits overall in their last 7. That leads the South Atlantic League in that span. Prado takes off for 2nd. Vasquez takes outside. Throw skips to 2nd, but it's right on the money on the skip. And Prado is thrown out trying to steal 2nd. Cauley applies the tag, so 2-6 on the putout. The Birds have their 2nd man caught on the base paths tonight. So Vasquez up with 1 out and no one on. 2-2 pitch coming. Here it is, low and in. The Rangers signed Peters to a minor league deal on February 5th of this year. Swing and a miss. Well, there's a strikeout as Vasquez goes down for out number two. Here's Adam Retzbach. Retzbach gave the Birds a 3-2 lead with his solo homer back in the second. First pitch to Retz is in for a strike. Swing and a miss there. Well, DJ Peters has been around a while. He reached the majors in 2021 as a center fielder. He spent some time in Korea, and now he's back as a pitcher. Next pitch misses high and away, or low and away, I should say. Last season made 17 appearances in the Florida Complex League with the Tigers. 1-2, Retz rips one to third. It's underneath the glove of Walcott and into the left field corner. Retz is around first, digging for second, and he pulls in with a two-out double. The go-ahead runs in scoring position now with two down, and Adam Retzbach has his second extra base hit of the game. It's the Birds' sixth extra base hit overall. Well, talking about a former position player trying to come back as a pitcher, Ronald Guzman, who is on the Ironbirds roster as a left-handed pitcher, spent parts of five seasons in the big leagues as a first baseman with the Rangers. And now Peters, who got to the big leagues as an outfielder, is trying to come back as a pitcher with the Rangers. Outside, the Florentino counts 1-0. Birds and Crawdads tied at 4, bottom 6. Next pitch to Flo, that missed. Peters played in the big leagues in 2021 with the Dodgers and the Rangers. 18 games for the Dodgers, 52 with the Rangers. Spent 2022 with AAA Rochester and the Nationals organization, and then some time in the KBO in Korea. Swing and a miss there. Counts 2-1 on Flo. He mainly hit out in Korea, and then in 2023 the Tigers signed him, and that's when he made the transition to the mound. Misses outside to Florentino, counts 3-1. Retz is at second. He just doubled with two outs. Long pause from Peters, 3-1. Foul back, it's 3-2. Peters was drafted out of Western Nevada Community College in Carson City, Nevada. Fourth round pick of the Dodgers in 2016. He was drafted two times before that, 36th round by the Cubs in 2014 out of high school, and then the 36th round by the Rangers in 15 out of college, but didn't sign. The Rangers have clearly liked this guy from the jump. 3-2, that's low, ball 4, and it's first and second now for the Birds. And now Hickory catcher Ian Muller is going to go out and chat, as so is Hickory pitching coach Julio Valdez. The entire Crawdads infield will gather. It's not easy to get to the big leagues as a position player or a pitcher, but to then make a comeback as the other, that's hard. Rick Ankiel, I think, is the gold standard for doing that. A guy who starred as a young prospect at the big league level with the Cardinals as a pitcher, then got the yips, then eventually came back as a position player and was an all-star. So, I mean, it can be done. Peters in the Rangers organization now for the Crawdads, and Guzman, who we'll see at some point this series on the mound, doing it in the Orioles organization. It can be done. Peters played in 70 big league games as a position player, hit 197 with a 663 OPS, hit 13 big league homers. Here's Noelbert Romero after the walk to Randy Florentino. First and second for the Birds in a tie game, bottom six. Pitch to Romero, swing and a miss down in the zone. Jackson Ballmeister started for the Ironbirds. He went 4 1/3, looked pretty good. Joseph Montalvo, 5 innings for the Crawdads. He's done now. 0-1 from Peters, that's high. Retz with a healthy lead at second. Florentino not held on at first. 1-1 to Romero outside. Well, any hit to the outfield should score Retzbach. He runs exceptionally well for a catcher. Next pitch. That's in for a strike. And it's 2-2. Big pitch coming from Peters right here. Here it is, fouled back. Romero hanging tough. Well, Noelbert told me yesterday that I might be getting a Romero home run call this week. I said, all right, you know, let me know. You got one for me, I'm ready. Talking about me calling games here, and he said, yeah, you might have a Romero home run call. I'm down for it. Right now would be a great spot. Romero just up to Aberdeen at the start of the series as he calls for time. It's like he's wiping some sweat out of his face. I don't know if a bug flew in there or what. But he steps in with the count still 2-2. With two gone and two on. We are all tied at four here in the home sixth. Peters comes set with the glove out in front. 2-2, low and away, ball three. And that's big because now, with the ball, with it, three balls and two strikes with two outs, both runners will be off on the pitch. And something down the lines or in a gap should score both. Both runners go. Romero grounds one to short. Cauley has it. Only play to first, and he gets it over there to end the threat. Well, the Birds put two on with two outs, but that's it. No runs on one hit, no error, one error. And two men left on in the inning through six here in Aberdeen. We are still tied at four. We'll head to the top of the seventh next. Keep it locked on MILB TV and Bally Live. Top of the seventh inning in Aberdeen. We're tied at four, Ironbirds and Crawdads, in game four of a six-game series. Defensive change for the Ironbirds as Maxwell Costas enters the game to play third base. Kobe Mayo is out of the game. Mayo was hit on the elbow forearm area in his third plate appearance tonight, but I think he was going to come out of the game after three plate appearances anyway. That's what happened last night. So Costas in at third, Fruit back out on the mound, and he ties up Ian Moeller with strike one, swing and a miss, up and in. Moeller, Gutierrez, and Gallon knotted at four, top seven. Costas in at third for Mayo. A one fouled back. Looks like that's the only change, so Costas will hit in the two hole. Mayo finishes the night two for two with a solo homer, an RBI double, and a hit by pitch. 0-2 pitch coming up from Fruit. Here it is. Got him. Blew a fastball by Moeller, and that is out number one in the seventh. Well, Fruit coming out of the pen throwing smoke. He's retired all six batters that he's faced. Get you the final line on Ballmeister. Didn't do that earlier. He threw 70 pitches, 40 strikes. Gave up four runs on five hits and four and a third. Three strikeouts, one walk. Next one from Fruit, in for a strike on Gutierrez. And Zach Fruit looking great out of the bullpen tonight. He's completed two innings now after getting the final two outs of the fifth, then a full six, now the first of the seventh. But he just hit Gutierrez. That's the first base runner he's allowed. That puts the go-ahead run on with one out. And it brings up Yossi Gallon. Well, I mentioned that it's Military Appreciation Night at the ballpark. It's also Flag Day, June 14th. And it is the 249th birthday of the U.S. Army. So a big military theme tonight. Big patriotic theme. First pitch to Gallon is in for a strike. It's also my mom's birthday. She's a Flag Day baby. That's a big thing. Every year we get her birthday gifts, and there's always something American flag themed. So happy birthday, Mom. Shout out to you. Thanks for tuning in to pretty much every Ironbirds game. Liner to left. That's down for a base hit in front of Josenberger. Big turnaround second for Gutierrez. Runners at first and second now with one out. Brings up Jace Easley. He's the reason we're tied right now. Because in the fifth inning, he walked, got to second on a balk, stole third, and then with two outs in that inning, he came home on a delayed steal, and that's how the tying run scored for Hickory. First and second, one out. Costas is up at third. As Easley shows bunt and pulls back. You know, a bunt doesn't do a ton of good right now. Sure, if it's executed well, you put runners at second and third, and you get two in scoring position, but then there's two outs. I don't know that you want to give up the second out of the inning on a bunt just to move guys up one base. Well, Crawdads are thinking about it. Another pitch out of the zone, though. It's 2-0. Next pitch from Fruit, in for a strike. Easily showed bunt again, but pulled back. Fruit has a very good chance of finishing this game for the Ironbirds. His season low in innings is 3 1/3. He's done that twice. Every time out other than that, 4+. Check swing dribbler to third. Costas has it. Only play to first, and he makes the play a good throw over there. And now dancing down the line at third, Gutierrez. That's out number two in the inning. Gutierrez moves up to third, Gallon to second. And although it wasn't a bunt, that was essentially what Easley wanted to do, move both runners up. So runners at second and third with two down. We're still tied. Pitch misses outside to the leadoff man, Alejandro Ozuna. Ozuna singled and scored in the first. Quiet night last night. Hit by a pitch on the first pitch of the game last night, but then went 0 for 4 the rest of the way. 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts the night before that. 1-0, swing and a miss. He took a huge cut there. Tried to untie it and then some. Wanted to make that a 7-4 game. Fruit bearing down. Here's his 1-1, another swing and a miss. Well, the swings and misses come in bunches with Zach Fruit. Zach was one of my two guests on episode 4 of All Mic'd Up, which was recently released. You can head over to my YouTube channel to check that out. It was a really fun convo. 1-2, that's up. Fruit and Adam Retzbach were guests on episode 4. Had a really fun segment with Fruit where he showed me his old and his new changeup grip. That's been a big pitch for him this year in pro ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Tie game, top of the seventh. Next pitch, low in the dirt. Counts full. Ended the segment with Fruit on episode 4 of All Mic'd Up with a Fruit-related trivia question session. So that was fun. If you want to check that out, head on over to my YouTube channel. Here's the full count pitch from Fruit. Fly ball to left center field. Bradfield glides over, and he makes the catch with ease. Zach Fruit works out of a jam and strands two in scoring position. No runs on one hit, no errors, one left. Time to stretch here in Aberdeen. The Birds and the Crawdads are tied at 4. We'll head to the home seventh after this on the Birds Broadcast Network. Tied at four, bottom of the seventh inning here in Aberdeen. Game four of a six-game series, Ironbirds and Crawdads. Top of the order for the Birds. And it's Jacob Maton, the new pitcher for Hickory here in the seventh. Enrique Bradfield Jr. ready to start things up. Third baseman is in as Bradfield lines one out to short. Caught by Cauley. And on one pitch, Maton has out number one in the seventh. Well, the game has been tied since Hickory grabbed a run in the top of the fifth. That brings up Maxwell Costas, who entered as a defensive replacement for Kobe Mayo in the top of the seventh. Costas swings at the first pitch, broke his bat, and grounds one behind second, handled by the second baseman easily. And on two pitches, Jacob Maton has two outs here in the seventh. That brings up Tavian Josenberger. Maton's got a shot at a three-pitch inning. Imagine that Tavian would take a pitch here. Walcott over at third remains in. The other three defenders in the infield back. Josenberger takes low and in. So no three-pitch inning for Maton. The last time that I pitched in a baseball game, I was playing in an intramural baseball league in college at Penn State. I threw a three-pitch inning. That was a good way to go out. Popped up, left side of the diamond, out of play. It's 1-1. I pitched regularly in my baseball career until I was probably 13. Then I just stayed up as a position player. But playing in this IM League at Penn State, you know, we're just having fun. I pitched a little bit and threw a three-pitch inning in my last appearance. 1-1. Josenberger pops another one out of play to the third base side. It's 1-2. And so I come off the mound after completing the inning. And guy who was playing third base at the time, he's like, "Have you ever done that before?" And I said, "Did what?" He said, "Throw a three-pitch inning." And I was like, "Oh, did I really just do that?" Got a couple of fly balls and a ground out. Golden ball to end my pitching career. 1-2, Josenberger takes low. Counts 2-2. We're tied at four, bottom seven. Birds with eight hits, the Crawdads with six. Six of the Ironbirds' eight hits are for extra bases. 2-2, foul back. I think Tavian's due. He's 0-3 tonight, went hitless last night, but hit safely in five straight before that. Jacob Maton is on for the second time this series. 24-year-old righty, originally drafted by the Mariners. 2-2 in the dirt, counts full. Maton was drafted in a round that no longer exists. He was a 39th round pick. Drafted by the Mariners in 2018 out of high school, but didn't sign, and then signed as an undrafted free agent with the Rangers as Josenberger takes a walk. So Josenberger's a one-out base runner here in the seventh. And now Matt Horvath will have a shot with the go-ahead run on first. Horvath had a big night last night. Birds trailed 4-1 going into the bottom of the ninth. Horvath led off with a homer to left. And then he tied the game with a two-run double to left in the 10th. Josenberger stays put. Horvath takes a strike. And Horvath was on second when Creed Willems demolished a high breaking ball over the right field wall for the walk-off homer. Move over to first. Quick snap throw from Maton, but Josenberger is back. Josenberger stole three bases a couple nights ago. Reached base safely three times in Wednesday's game. Pitch out there. You don't see a lot of pitch outs these days in pro ball because teams don't like to waste a pitch doing that. But the Crawdads just pitched out. Josenberger stayed put. Counts 1-1 on Mac, who has a chance to give the Birds the lead with two outs here in the seventh. Next 6-1. Delayed steal to second. Josenberger takes off. The ball skips into right center. Josenberger gets up. He's headed for third. And he's there. And now Felipe, the manager of the Ironbirds, the third base coach, Felipe Alou Jr., was about to give Josenberger the send because Ozuna in center just kind of botched it as it got out to him. He didn't pick it up cleanly right away. But Josenberger stays at third. And now the go-ahead run is 90 feet away with two down for Horvath. So a big spot for Maton as he looks to work out of a jam. See what Mac can do with the bat. 1-2. Fly ball to deep left field. Morabell going back. And he reaches up. It's over his head. Josenberger's in to score. Horvath around second. He's headed for third. Helmets off, and he flops into third with a go-ahead RBI triple. The Birds lead it 5-4 here in the bottom of the seventh, and Mac Horvath delivers again. For Horvath, it is his eighth extra base hit of June, and he's only played in 10 games this month. Morabell didn't get a great read on it. It looked like it hit off the top of his glove. It's not an error. It's a go-ahead RBI triple for Horvath, and now Prado lines one to left. That's a base hit, and the Birds tack on another. It's 6-4 Birds. This Ironbirds team just does not quit. Tavian Josenberger works a walk with two down. He scores on Horvath's triple. I mean, Horvath was flying. He took a crisp turnaround second, lost his helmet on the way to second, and flopped into third base with the go-ahead three-bagger. And now Elio Prado provides a little bit of a cushion with an RBI single. So he's driven in a run for the second straight night, and now Vasquez shows bunt, but pulled back to take outside. So all of a sudden, it's 6-4 Ironbirds, thanks to a little two-out rally here in the seventh. Second triple of the game for the Ironbirds. And now Prado's single is their 10th hit of the night. 0-1, Vasquez pops one up, foul territory, third base side. Long run for the catcher, Muller, and he makes the grab near the Crawdads dugout. But the damage is done. The Ironbirds strike for two runs with two outs. Mac Horvath, an RBI triple to left for the lead, and Elio Prado, an RBI single to left for some insurance. 6-4 Birds after seven. We'll head to the top of the eighth after a quick break on the Birds Broadcast Network. Lead the Crawdads 6-4, top of the eighth inning. Two runs with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Tavian Josenberger worked a walk. He scored on Mac Horvath's triple to left center. And Elio Prado tacked on a run with an RBI single. So Birds 6, Crawdads 4. As the Birds aim for their Third straight win and fifth in their last seven. Zach Fruit back to work. He gets a check swing foul ball off the bat of Cameron Cawley. The 2-4 hitters due up for the Crawdads. Birds have dominated this series ever since dropping the series opener 5-2. Fruit in line for the win has a chance to finish this game. A 1, low and away. Well, Fruit's had a really nice season. The ERA over 4 coming in, but that's a little bit deceiving. He got hit around in his last outing. I mean, consistent is the term that I keep coming back to with Fruit, because he's been able to give the Ironbirds some length from the start of the season, going 4-plus in every outing for the most part. Striking out a lot of batters, too. So far tonight, Fruit has 3 strikeouts. 2-1, make it 2-2. We'll see if he can add a fourth here. Crawdads down to their final 6 outs. Zach slowing down the pace right now as he readies his 2-2 pitch. Here it is, low and away. Swing and a miss. Good punch out from Zach Fruit there. Went up the ladder with a fastball and picks up his 4th strikeout. That's huge. Got to have a shutdown inning after taking the lead in the last half. That brings up Jason Morabell. First pitch, fastball high and away. I was talking earlier about how Fruit has transitioned to a role in the Ironbirds bullpen, still throwing his bulk innings and, you know, going deep, but doing it coming out of the pen instead of starting. Now, big differences, of course. You know, preparing as a starter because he knows what day he's pitching on. So he kind of goes through that starter routine, but, you know, he doesn't start it as early. Ground ball to first. Nice pick by Florentino. Foot race to the bag. He's there in time. 3 unassisted on the put out there from Florentino, who picked a ground ball off a one hop and made the play. So 2 down here in the 8th. You know, if that gets by Flo, it's probably a double. Here's Sebastian Walcott. Well, the biggest difference between starting and relieving is when you're coming out of the bullpen, you may start your outing out of the stretch with men on base. That's what Fruit did tonight. Whereas, of course, when you start, no one's on. You're the guy to kick things off. First pitch to Walcott, swing and a miss at a sweeper. Good one there. 0-1. Birds up 6-4, top 8. Fruit came on with 1 out and 1 on in the 5th. Got the 2 batters that he faced. Swing and a miss there. And the swings and misses continue to pile up for Zach Fruit. And 2 with 2 outs. Next pitch, foul back. And the 0-2 again from Fruit. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. It's another strikeout for Zach Fruit. Give him 5 in the game. And he gets the Ironbirds through a scoreless top of the 8th. Well, the Birds will go into the home half of the 8th with a 2-run lead. They're hoping it's the last time they have to bat tonight. And we will head there after another quick break. Birds lead at 6-4. Keep it locked here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Birds lead the Crawdads 6-4. Home half of the eighth, Adam Retzbach leads things off against Jacob Maton, who's out for another inning of work. Gave up two runs with two outs in the seventh. And that's the difference right now. Birds on top. Retzbach grounds one to short. Cauley rounds it. Throws off a 1 foot over to first. Nice play there. It gets Retzbach by a step. So one up, one down on one pitch. That brings up Flo. Florentino, then Romero. Bottom of the Birds order. Birds hoping that this is their last turn to bat tonight. They can close it out in the top of the ninth. And it looks like Zach Fruit will have a chance to do it. Nobody up in the Birds' pen. Flo shows bunt and drops one up the third baseline. Walcott gloves it, throws to first, but it's way late and high. And Randy Florentino has a bunt single. Florentino has his second hit of the night. It's the third time he's on safely. And it's his sixth multi-hit game of the year. That puts a man on for Noelbert Romero. So Romero steps in with a huge hole on the right side. They're playing him to pull. Swing and a miss. Almost lost his helmet there. It's 0-1. One grounded foul into the third base dugout of the Crawdads. It's quickly 0-2 on Romero. Crawdads have three infielders deep and the first baseman holding on the runner. Pitch in the dirt, call to strike, throw down to second. It skips into center. Well, Florentino gets to second. He's in scoring position. Romero down on strikes. So he's out number two, and Flo gets to second on the ball in the dirt. So we go back to the top of the order for Enrique Bradfield Jr. He's up for the fifth time tonight, trying to give the Birds some insurance, up 6-4 in the eighth. Pitch from Maton catches the outside corner. It's 0-1. Bradfield's had another nice night. Homered on the first pitch he saw in the bottom of the first. Two homers in his last three games. And he's been on base safely three times tonight. One of two Ironbirds to reach safe, or one of three Ironbirds to reach safely three times. Bradfield takes another strike. So EBJ's been on three times. Kobe Mayo reached three times. And Randy Florentino, who's out at second, has done it as well. Now Bradfield steps out. And plate umpire Christian Argueza called for time. Maton pauses, looks at Florentino, and the 0-2 to Bradfield just missed off the plate. Bradfield only hit one home run in his freshman season at college, then 8-9 the next 2 years, or 8-6 respectively, excuse me. Goes down on strikes here, but it's nice to see him hitting two home runs this series, adding that dimension to his game. It's a scoreless eighth inning for Jacob Maton, Phil's his brother. No runs on one hit, no errors. One man left in scoring position. But the Birds have a chance to close it out in the top of the ninth. They lead it 6-4. We'll head to the top of the ninth next. Keep it locked on MILB TV and Bally Live.
Does your local Harford, Cecil, or Baltimore County business want more customers? Advertise with the Ironbirds and take advantage of the best local entertainment venue in the area. Contact the Ironbirds at partners@goironbirds.com or call us at 410-297-9292 for more information. Join local companies like Leidos, Horizon Cinemas, The Olive Tree, and more by advertising with the Ironbirds. Every Sunday at the ballpark this season is Sunday Family Fun Day, presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Prior to the game, play catch on the field like the Ironbirds, starting at 1 p.m., and after the game, it's kids run the bases. Get a ticket to one of our remaining Sunday home games now at GoIronbirds.com. That's Sunday Family Fun Day, presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Red, White, and Boom is back for 2024. On Thursday, July 4th, Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium will host our annual Independence Day Family Festival with on-field games, live music, a kids zone, concessions, and fireworks at the end of the night.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office at tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
Ironbirds 6, Crawdads 4, top of the ninth inning here in Aberdeen on a nice Friday night in the Dean. 6 runs on 11 hits, no errors for the Birds, 4 runs on 6 hits, 1 error for the Crawdads. Zach Fruit out of the dugout again as he looks to finish off the Crawdads. Fruit has worked 2 1-2-3 innings tonight. He took over for Jackson Baumeister, who went the first 4 1/3. Fruit has been on since the 5th inning, got the final 2 outs of the 5th. So he's logged 3 2/3 under his belt, and he's got a chance to add one more. Luis Mieses, Ian Muller, and Anthony Gutierrez, 5, 6, and 7. Fruit in line for the win right now. First pitch high. Tavian Josenberger worked a walk with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th. He got to 3rd. Mac Horvath sent a deep fly ball to left that ended up as an RBI triple to give the Birds the lead. And then Elio Prado provided some insurance with a base hit following up Horvath. Counts 2-0 on Mieses, who is 0-for-2 with a sac fly tonight. Birds trailed 2-0 after the top of the first. They tied it with 2 solo homers in the bottom half, Bradfield and Mayo. Retzbach's solo homer gave them a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the second. And they tacked on another on Mayo's double down the third base line. 3-0 outside, ball 4. Crawdads grabbed a run in the 4th, 1 in the 5th to tie. And then 2 for the Ironbirds in the 7th. So the Crawdads have the leadoff man on here in the 9th. That brings up the tying run at the plate. And now Chad Comer, the Crawdads manager, is going to make a substitution. He's bringing in a pinch runner for Luis Mieses. So Mieses lifted from the game in favor of some more speed out on the bags. We'll see who that pinch runner is. Muller, the batter, is 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. First pitch missed low, so that's 5 straight out of the zone for Fruit to start the top of the 9th. Well, I'm trying to figure out who that pinch runner is because they haven't announced it. I think it's Connor Piatto. Can't quite tell. So that's 6 in a row now out of the zone for Fruit. It is Connor Piatto at first. Well, I saw a single-digit number. He was the only one on the bench with single digits. Left-hander Davy Cruz is up in the Birds' bullpen. 2-0 pitch, low and away, 3-0. Well, Fruit losing the zone here. One great thing about having Fruit in the bullpen piggybacking Baumeister is that you pretty much only need those two guys to get through a game now. It's helped save the bullpen. Now, of course, Fruit struggling here in the 9th, but they're hoping he can work through it. 3-0 pitch, fastball in for a strike. Oh, just missed. That one looked good. Fruit's not happy with the call. I don't blame him. That looked like strike 2. But instead, it's ball 4, and that puts runners at first and second with no outs. So Piatto moves up to second, Mueller to first. That brings up Anthony Gutierrez. Birds still lead at 6-4. Tying runs at first. First pitch, low and away. 1-0. I mean, right now, there's pressure, of course. This is a high-leverage situation. But the fact that Fruit has a two-run lead to work with is a big difference from a one-run lead. That's why the insurance run that Prado provided is so big. Piatto dances off second, 1-0. Fastball inside corner for a strike. Good pitch. Just looking for some weak contact or no contact at all. How about a double play ball? I'm thinking 6-4-3. I'm feeling that. Birds playing for two up the middle. 1-1. Fastball right down the middle. 1-2. Costas over at third is about a step behind the bag, about a body length and a half off that line. Vasquez and Romero playing for two up the middle, and Florentino in front of the runner off the line at first. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Another breaking ball from Fruit and another strikeout. Fruit's up to six punch outs here in the game, and that is a massive out number one of the ninth. Brings up Yossi Galan, the designated hitter. Fruit's up to 67 pitches now. First pitch swinging. Galan comes up empty on a pitch low and away. Counts 0-1. Piatto, the pinch runner's at second, with Mueller at first. 0-1 in there for a strike, and now all of a sudden, Fruit is all over the zone. He is locked back in. Doesn't have to worry a whole lot about that runner at second, because the runner at first is the one that matters, the tying run. And Fruit, with that two-run cushion, can just worry about the batter and go to work. No balls and two strikes. Fruit looks at second. Next pitch, breaking ball, couldn't get him to chase. Another big pitch coming up. Galan ready in the box. 1-2. Skipped in the dirt. Piatto takes off for third. Here's the throw from Retzbach. It's in time. The tag from Costas. And they got him. Connor Piatto thrown out trying to get to third on a ball in the dirt. Adam Retzbach to Maxwell Costas. And that's out number two in the ninth. Retz recognized right away that Piatto was taken off for third. And he fired a strike to Costas, so 2-5 on the putout. That helps out the cause, so now the tying run's in the box instead of on base. 2-2, check swing, appeal, no swing. That would have been some way to end the game. Birds lead at 6-4, tying run at the plate. The count is 3-2 on Yossi Galan. Gutierrez or Mueller will be off on the pitch from first. Payoff pitch, just missed. Wow. Wow, another one. And Fruit's getting squeezed just a little bit. And it looks like that's it for Fruit. Well, he made a pitch. I mean, that's a big pitch right there, and he executed. That's close enough that you're thinking, oh, Galan probably should have taken a hack at it. But he took it, and instead of a called strike three, it's ball four, and Felipe Alou Jr. is going to take the baseball from Zach Fruit. Zach really wanted to finish that game, you could tell. But he exits to a round of applause as left-hander Davy Cruz is coming in to try to get the final out and record the save. Fruit still in line for the win. We'll see if Cruz can finish it off when we come back. 6-4 Birds, top nine, two down, 2-1. Stay locked in on the Birds Broadcast Network. Left-hander Davy Cruz takes over for the Ironbirds with two on and two outs in the top of the ninth. The Birds up two. 6-4 lead for Aberdeen. Looking for their third straight win and fifth win in their last six. Birds got a lot of runs early. Four in the first two frames, two in the seventh to take a lead. Now Cruz looking for the final out. Here's Jace Easley. Switch hitter batting from the right side. First pitch outside. Count is 1-0. Moeller at second, Gallant at first. They both walked. Piatto, the pinch runner for Miesis, who walked, was thrown out trying to get to third on a ball in the dirt. That's proving huge right now. Cruz set. 1-0. Popped up behind home plate. And that one goes into the seats. Big spot for Cruz, who has been trusted in safe situations before. 1-1 pitch, slider outside. Cruz has a fastball, a changeup, and that slider sweeper. Sits in the 90 to 92 range. He tops around 93. He is 2-for-2 in save opportunities this year. His first two pro saves coming this season. 2-1, fouled back, and now the Crawdads are down to their final strike. The Ironbirds have not won three games in a row since May 9th through 11th at home against Hudson Valley. Doesn't mean they haven't won games, just not three in a row in a while. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on, Birds up two. Next pitch from Cruz, sweeper in the dirt, and the count's full. Well, now both runners will be off on the pitch. The Birds have won three games in a four-game stretch, four in a five-game stretch recently. But looking for their first three-game win streak in about a month. Payoff pitch coming with two down, Birds up two in the ninth. Cruz is set. Next pitch, fouled away. Intense moments in the late innings as the first half of the 2024 minor league season winds down. First half ends next Thursday. The Birds will be at Wilmington. Birds still mathematically alive for the first half title. Another payoff pitch coming. Cruz is set. And here it is. Called strike three on the outer half. A late call, but it is a called strike three. And the Birds put another one in the win column. A 3-2 pitch. Both runners on base were off on the pitch. The tying run was at first. And Davy Cruz strikes out the only batter he faces to pick up his third save in as many chances and close out the third straight win for the Ironbirds. Well, I'll tell you, Ironbirds fans, it was a late call from the home plate umpire Christian Argueza, but it worked out in the Ironbirds' favor, and whether it was late or not, it might have been a strike anyway. Outside corner, Cruz went with the breaking ball, that tight sweeper, and he nets a strikeout to finish the game off. Well, it was a tough ninth inning for sure. Zach Fruit got the first out. There was the first two outs. There was an out on the bases. And then Davy Cruz picked up that final out to finish things off. We'll take you through how things went down tonight and then get you some final totals in this one. Well, the Ironbirds take home a 6-4 win. We'll start with the pitching because the pitching was really solid. Jackson Baumeister went the first four and a third, gave up four runs, picked up three strikeouts. Pitched a lot better than that line score will show. Then Zach Fruit was dominant. Four and a third innings of shutout baseball in relief. Six strikeouts. He just couldn't quite finish it. And then Davy Cruz retired the only batter he faced. Picked up the strikeout and ended the game. The Ironbirds pitching staff racked up 10 strikeouts tonight and only four walks. Really good numbers there. Then on the offensive side, Crawdads picked up two runs in the top of the first. They scored in the first inning for the fourth straight night. But the Birds answered on three pitches in the bottom of the first. Enrique Bradfield Jr. picked on the first pitch he saw from Joseph Montalva, the Hickory starter, sent it into the Ironbirds bullpen. And a couple pitches later, Kobe Mayo blasted one into the Crawdads bullpen to make it a 2-2 game. The Birds added two in the second. Adam Retzbach, a solo homer. Randy Florentino tripled, and then Kobe Mayo brought him home with a double. It was 4-2 Birds after two. Hickory got one in the fourth, one in the fifth to tie. And then two in the seventh for the Birds. That was the difference. Matt Horvath, the go-ahead RBI triple. Elio Prado, an RBI single. And the pitching and defense locked it down the rest of the way. The Birds with a 6-4 win here tonight in Aberdeen. It's their third straight win. It's their first three-game winning streak in a little bit over a month as they continue to play some good baseball here late in the first half. Whether they can win the first half or not, you know, it's just good to see this team really hitting its stride, and that'll bode well as they go into the second half, which will start late next week. Final totals in this one. With the win, the Ironbirds improved to 32-29. The Crawdads dropped to 26-35. 6 runs on 11 hits, no errors for Aberdeen. 4 runs on 6 hits, 1 error for Hickory. Zach Fruit picks up the win. He moves to 2-3 and gets his ERA under 4. The loss goes to Jacob Maton. He drops to 1-3. Davey Cruz picked up his third save of the season in 3 save chances. He retired the only batter he faced. Game was played in 2 hours and 50 minutes in front of 4,253 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, Ironbirds fans, it was another awesome crowd here at the Dean. It wasn't quite a season-high crowd, a few hundred short of that, but we are absolutely going to challenge and possibly break the season-high tomorrow night for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night. If you want to come out to that game and want to get some tickets, go to goironbirds.com or call 410-297-9292 and head out to the ballpark. Get in on the jersey auction as well for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night tomorrow. Always a great night, but another big night in the Dean. Bradfield, Mayo, and Retzbach all go deep. The Ironbirds racked up 7 more extra base hits. That ties the season high. And Kobe Mayo on his rehab assignment reaches base safely in all 3 of his plate appearances. A lot of good came from tonight, and the Birds will ride this hot streak into Saturday night's Game 5 of this series tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05 tomorrow. I will be on for the air show at 6:40. We'll talk to you then from my outstanding production crew in Aberdeen. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for flying with me. One more time, I want to give a happy birthday shout-out to my mom. She was born on Flag Day. She loves the American flag and USA theme for her birthday every year. Thanks for all you do, Mom. Thanks for always tuning into my broadcasts, and I hope you had a happy birthday back home. We'll celebrate soon next time I'm in town. That'll do it for another fun night in the Dean. Birds win it 6-4. I'll talk to you tomorrow night, Ironbirds fans. Have a great